Okay, let's Bez Hashem B'Li. Let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. We are up to the very top line of Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Amen Aleph. Good morning, Ramonichai. Great to see you. Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Amen Aleph. Here we go. Right on time. Says the Gaon. Avolo Es Hateva, that when the Mishnah allowed you to move some things on Shabbos, which are a big bother, but it does not allow you Avolo Es Hateva. Teva obviously is stuff that Trumas and Maisus were not taken off of it, so it's Muktzah. So you're not allowed to move it at all on Shabbos. Avolo Es Hateva, says the Gemara. Pshita, obviously you can't move Teva. No. Tzricha, Teva Tavol Midir Abanim. We're talking about Teva Midrabanan Shezaro Ba'atzit She'enu Nakov. Like you planted the food in a flower pot without a hole in it. If something grows from a flower pot without a hole in it, it's not really attached to the ground. So it's only Chayav and Trumas and Isis Midrabanan. So the Chiddush is that even though it's only Midrabanan, So you might have thought, since it's only Durabanan, Midoraisa, it's good food, you could eat it Midoraisa, even without Trumas and Maisa. So you might have thought that it's not considered to be Muktzah. So the Rashba has a problem over here. Gemara Yevamo seems to say that it's permissible to feed a kid under bar mitzvah stuff that's asuri midrabanan. So the question is, if it's allowed for a kid to eat, so why is it muktzah? You can feed it to a katan. So some answer, even though it's mutter, but it's not the way of people to give their kids asuri midrabanan, and therefore it's considered to be muktzah. The Rambam holds actually. But that's not, Rama holds it's usher to feed your child something that's usher to eat in the Rabban. Anyway, let's continue. Says the Gemara, below my serishim, shalom nit lo shumasim. Says the Gemara, pshita, if the Levi wasn't mafresh shumas maiser from the my serishim, then obviously it's treif. You're not allowed to eat this stuff. Obviously it's muktzah. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha, shehikdimo b'kri. Talking about a case where the Yisrael gave the Levi Maisa Rishon before separating Truma, like the case we had in yesterday's talk. But instead of doing it before it was Chayav Maisa, you did it after it was already Chayav Maisa, once it's a Kri, once it's already a pot. Shenital Mimenu Maisa Velonitla Mimenu Truma Gedol. That the Yisrael was Mafresh Maisa Rishon before being mafresh truma gedola. Now the same with Galilee of Hapala Baye, so you might have thought that it's really kosher because he gets out of it, even though you're not supposed to do this, but if you do it b'di'evid, you're not chayiv in truma. Kamash malam, kiddushani le'abaye. Like Abaye answered that no, only if you do that before it was chayiv in truma do you get out of the truma. But if you did that after it was already in a pile and it was already chayiv in truma, then the Levi has to be mafresh a little bit extra to the Kohen for Truma. If you do the math, let's say if you had 100 bushels, so what's really supposed to happen is, first, the Yisrael is supposed to give 2 bushels to the Kohen, that's Truma, that leaves 98 bushels. Of the remaining 98, he gives 9.8 to the Levi, because that's 1/10, and then the Levi of that 9.8 would be Mafresh 1/10, let's say 0.98, to the Kohen. So the Kohen would end up with 2.98. But like this, do the math, if the Levi gives the Meiser first, there's 100 bushels, so he gave 10 bushels to the Kohen, he gives 10 bushels to the Levi, so that would leave 90. If he would then give Truma from that, 1/50th of 90 is less, and then if the Kohen would then be Mafresh Truma's Meiser from that, that would be 1. So it would turn out being less for the Kohen. So you rip the Kohen off mathematically if you give the Meiser before the Truma. So that's why it's a problem. So that's the chiddush, that if you did this, even though not only are you not allowed to do it, but if you do it with the evid, it doesn't work. So it's still considered to be teva. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you there would be mukta on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it. The lowest ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh shelo niftu. Pshita, ma'aser sheni and hekdesh that were not redeemed, obviously it's true. Lo, sricha, de niftu v'lo niftu kilchasa. It's talking about a case where you did redeem them, but you didn't redeem them exactly the way they're supposed to be redeemed. Ma'aser shepideo al gabe asimon, drachmona maritzata keset biyadcha. Ma'aser is talking about a case where you redeemed it on a slug of silver. In other words, the halacha is when you redeem ma'aser sheni, it's got to be kesef tzura. You got to use a coin that's actually a minted coin. But what you did here is you just redeemed it on straight silver that had not yet been minted in a coin. That's asimon. Not like in Israel, we used to make phone calls with the asimonim. It's the same idea. Same idea, just a slug of silver. Kesef tzura, v'tzarta, you need a coin. Hekdish shechilalo al gabe karka. You redeemed it with karka, v'rachmona omar v'nosan ha-kesef v'kamlo. This is very interesting. In all of Shas, you have this v'nosan ha-kesef v'kamlo. The Gemara, for some reason, makes up a pasuk. There is no such pasuk of v'nosan ha-kesef v'kamlo. The Gemara always quotes it as if it's a pasuk. What the pasuk is, the pasuk says, v'yosav chamishis kesef erkecha alav v'kamlo. It's paraphrasing. The Gemara is paraphrasing a pasuk. Why does the Gemara not quote the pasuk the way it's supposed to be quoted? I don't know. That's the way it does it. So you see that you're not allowed to be poda hektish with land. You got to use money, kesef. So if you did it with land, the chiddush is that not only are you not allowed to do it, but it doesn't even work with the evid. It doesn't lose its kedusha. It's still muksa, so you wouldn't be able to move it on Shabbos. Okay. The low es haluf. So you're not allowed to move luf. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, you're allowed to move luf because ravens eat it. Because ravens eat it. Said the Gemara, Tana Rabban, metatlon es hachatzah. You are allowed to carry a chatzah, another type of grass. It's another type of grass, a grass whose roots grow straight down, don't spread to the sides. So Rashi says it's the grass that Yeshua used to demarcate the various portions in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so metatlon es hachatzah. Because it's food for deer. Mustard seeds, because that is food for doves. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, af metaltel in shivei zechuchis. He says you're even allowed to be metaltel little pieces of glass, because this is the food of the ostrich. The ostrich eats little pieces of glass. I was surprised to read this. The ostrich swallows glass shards or other grit to aid digestion, in the same way that other birds use gravel. Interesting. Okay. That's the ostrich. I guess it's called the Ne'imus. Ne'imus is pleasantness. It has a beautiful name. Anyway, says the Gemara. Now, apparently, it's the way of B'nai Malachim, of princes, to raise ostriches. As the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ahmetat Meshuz Meshu Machal Ne'imios, he holds that all of Klal Yisrael are like B'nai Malachim. Amali Rabbi Nosan, Elameata, Chavile Zemoros Yitaltalu. So bundles of twigs should be movable on Shabbos and Peshu Macha with Pilin, because that's the food of an elephant, and kings would sometimes have elephants as pets. All of Klal Yisrael are roi to be kings. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Naamios Shchichei, ostriches are more frequent. Pilon lo shchicha. The elephants are not frequent. Even b'nei malachim, it's not frequent for them. Therefore, it's mukta. The food for the elephants is considered mukta. Amar ameimar v'hu de islay na'amiyus. Rav Shimon Gamliel only permitted you if you have astrazus. But if you don't have astrazus, so then it's mukta. Amar Rav Asher v'ameimar. Ella to come early, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Chavil is more zitad nishumachal pilin. E islay pilin amai lo. If you're talking about a case who has elephants, why can't you use this food? Ella, roi, hachaname, roi. So he says, no, you don't have to actually have the elephants. You've got to be somebody who could potentially have it. Same with ostriches. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this shita that Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. All the Jewish people are considered to be b'nei malachim. And therefore, since everyone's considered to be b'nei malachim, all of Klai Yisrael, we're all princes, so things that only b'nei malachim do are not considered to be mukta for regular Jews. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmo. If you'll remember, in the Daf Yomi, if you'll remember, on Lag BaOmer, we learned the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is one of the Tanoim. So you remember, he quotes the daf from exactly Lag BaOmer. I don't know, it was like 3 months ago, 2 months ago. Let's see. I'm Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Kulu, Sirle, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. They consider all of Klai Yisrael to be princes, and therefore the halachas that apply to princes apply to all of Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ha'adamara. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is what we just said here, that the food for ostriches is not mukta even for a regular Jew, because Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim, everybody's ro'i to be megadel ostriches. Rabbi Shimon, that's the Gemara late earlier, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yochai, Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah that someone who's in pain is allowed to anoint himself with oil. There's no refuah. But not Shemin Vered, but not the oil of roses. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, even Shemin Vered, because B'nai Malachim used to anoint themselves with Shemin Vered all the time, even not for refuah purposes. So if you're going to use Shemin Vered, it's not going to look like you're doing it for refuah, because you're a Ben Melech. Rabbi Shimon, Disnan, B'nai Malachim, Sachin, Agad Makasin, Shemin Vered. She came back and Shem B'nai Malachim, Lasuch B'chol. It doesn't look like refuah, because B'nai Malachim would do it even during the week. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. Everybody could use the Shemin Vered. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Tisanya, Haresha, Notion Bow, Aleph Mana. The guy owed somebody else $1,000. The Lavash Itzla Bas Mea Mana, and he's wearing an expensive shirt, but it's the only shirt he has. Mavshit no so, Mavbij no so, Itzla Ruila. Guy's wearing an expensive shirt, so the rich guy who he owes money to is allowed to rip the shirt off his back and come, go buy it, sell this shirt, buy a cheaper shirt, and give me the money that you owe me. No, you can't rip the shirt. If he's wearing an expensive shirt, he's a Ben Melech, and all of Klal Yisrael are considered to be b'nei malachim, so therefore he's allowed to wear the expensive shirt. You can't rip it off, because a Yid is a chashava person. He's a Ben Melech, and therefore he has to address in a certain respectable way. Fascinating. Can you still hear me? Can you still hear me? I don't know if something just happened. I'm not used to using these things, but okay. Fine. Here we go. If it happens in the middle that you can't hear me, just tell me you can't hear me. Okay. Now, what about La Halacha? So La Halacha, we do not pass in this idea of Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. And interestingly, any place in Shas where it says all these rabbis Amru Davar Echad, we don't pass in that way. However, if it says the language of Kulu Svir Luhu, the same thing we don't pass. But if he says Amru Davar Echad, then we do pass in that way. When it says Kulu Svir Luhu, they don't all admit to each other. In this case, not everybody agrees to each other. It's four different applications. Some might apply to one place and not other places. They don't all agree. However, if they say Amru Davar Echad, it means that they all agree. So says the Ritva. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Chavile Kash, Chavile Eitzim, Chavile Zradim. So the Mishnah said, if you prepare them for Machal Behema, Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to carry them. But if not, you're not allowed to move them. Because it's for firewood, and Shabbos firewood is Muktzah. Tanava. If you prepare it for animal food, you can move them, not mukta, because you've got to feed your animal on Shabbos. But if they're made for, if you're using them for firewood, so then they're mukta. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says chavilim anitolim biyad echad mutar al tapmon. If it's not so heavy, you can carry it with one hand, then you're not able to. B'shtei yadayim asur al tapmon. But if you need two hands, then it's awesome. Chavile, sia, azov, the cornus, different types of grasses. Sia, azov, and cornus. What types of grasses are these? The Gemara is going to explain what they are. Legumes that are generally fed to animals, sometimes eaten by people. That's the story. Did I wake you up? I'm sorry. You can wash, don't you? Sia azo v'kornis. Hechnisam la'etzim. If you got those things in to dry them out, to use them for firewood, ein mistabir on the Shabbos. However, l'machal behema mistabir on the Shabbos. V'kotein biyad. You're allowed to chop them up with your hand, but you can't chop them up with a vessel because it's grinding. The molel, if you want to eat them, so you're allowed to take with your fingers and rub off the shell. The molel, and you get out the little seed inside it. But you can't do that to a lot of them at the same time. Yeah, that's dush. Read the holds. So you're not allowed to do it with a kli, but you're allowed to do it with the hand. So the Rishon have a little bit of a dispute here, but presumably the kli would be a violation of dush, but if you just do it with your hand, that's not the way people do dush, so that would be permitted. Even by hand, you can't do a lot at a time. Other types of spices. Amisa, the Lord is going to say what it is. It's going to say that it's mint. We'll see in a second. Again, the pea gum, rue, R-U-E, and other types of spices. So which types are they? Says the Gemara. My amisa, ninia. What's ninia? Nene, it's a mint. I think it's mint. Sia, amarida. Sisra, another type of plant used for spices. Sarum, Sasra, Azov, Avrasa, Ahisa, Koranis, Kornisa Shema. different types of spices. I don't know exactly what they are. Says the Gemara, "Ha ahud amaluhu man boy kurnis bishtakach chashe." Gemara says, "You're right. I will see as Tisra Ezel was ever saw, and kurnis is chashe, another type of spice." Says the Gemara, "Itmar basar maliach." If you have meat that was salted, mutal takwa b'shabbos, because once you salt it, it was able to be eaten on Shabbos. Basar tafel, but meat that was not salted, you can't eat it, and even a dog, and this meat is really supposed to be for human, but you just haven't salted it yet. Rav Huna aman mutal takwa. Rav Huna says you are allowed to carry it, even though it's not roi lamachal adam the way it is. It's not asr. Rav Chista aman asr takwa. He says, if you didn't salt it, it's mukta. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna amar mutar l'taklo, bar Rav Huna talmid de Rav Hanan. Again, you have unsalted meat. The way it is right now, it's not usable. Yeah, if you salt it, you can eat it. So says the Gemara, Rav Huna says, you're allowed to move this thing. But Rav Huna was a talmid of Rav. Talmid de Rav Hanan. The Rav Karabi Yudas Svirle. The Islay Mukta. Doesn't Rav follow like Rabbi Yehuda that something that's not really edible the way it is, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he holds a Mukta? Answers the Gemara. The Mukta la'achila savala k'Rabbi Yehuda. The Mukta la'taltel savala k'Rabbi Shimon. As far as achila is concerned, he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, but here we're talking about to be metalta. So apparently, Rav Huna distinguishes between muktzah l'achila versus muktzah l'talta. Wow. Why should there be a difference? So, in order to explain this, yes, so Rashi seems to explain here. The Gemara is dealing with something. It's really not usable at all. You're not planning on using it at all. So as far as the Isra Achila is concerned, you're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mukta. But you're allowed to be metaltal it, because as far as the Isra Tilt is concerned, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. What's the difference? So the Pnei Yeshua writes, the Isra Achila's mukta is based on a pasuk, Vechinu as Asher Yavi. But the Isra Tiltal mukta is only a gzera mishim hotza. And therefore, it's a more lenient Isser. The Isser of Tiltal Mukta is more lenient than eating Mukta. If you eat it, it's worse. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua says. However, the Rashba and the Ritva write that only something that is Omeid La'achila, Rav permitted to move it. But something that's Eino Omeid La'achila, Rav holds a Rabbi Yehuda that it's Asr even to move it. If it's omid l'achila, a person's only removing it from achila. And therefore it's mutal l'tatla. But if it's not omid l'achila, so then in his head he's not even going to be mutal. Fascinating distinction here in the Gemara between mukta l'tiltal versus mukta l'achila. Okay, let's continue. Asks the Gemara, Rav Chista, Omar, osur l'tatla? For Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami Iklu Bei Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami went to the house of Rav Chista. Chazahu Bar Avza, he saw like a duck that was shechted. Davikom Atapul and Mishim Shul Atula, they were moving it from the sun to the shade. The Omar Rav Chista Chesron Kiska Chazinach. So you see, it was Moksa Machmas. The people of the house were carrying it from the sun to the shade, so it shouldn't decompose. It shouldn't spoil. So you see here that they were moving it because of the money, because of the loss of money. So you see, it's permissible to move it. And this was like unsalted meat. Answer the Gemara, Shani Ba'avza Dechazi Lomtza. A duck is different, that even if it's not salted, you can eat it. Sometimes they would eat a little piece of it, even unsalted. So it wasn't Mutza. You could eat it raw, even not salted. And therefore, if Chista permitted them to move it. However, a different type of animal, which is not Roy Lachil Klau without salted, would be Asa. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, Dug Maliach Mutza Lutalatala. A salted fish, it's permitted to move it because you can eat it. A dog tafelas lo takala, but if it's not salted, you can't move it. It's mukta. Basar bein tafel bein melech mutal takala. But meat, whether it's unsalted or salted, you are allowed to move it. Because even though it's not roi la, achilas adam, you could feed it to your animal. Tana rabbana mitatkum lesad. That's against what we said before. That's going like Reb Shimon. Since you could feed it to your animal, it's mutter. Tana rabbanan, you are allowed to move bones on Shabbos because it's food for dogs. Basar tafuach, and smelly, spoiled meat is food for your animal. Mayim magulin, water that was left uncovered, you're afraid that maybe the snake put poison in it. You could feed it to your cat because the snake poison doesn't affect the cat. Forget muktzah. You're not even allowed to have this water around your house because it's dangerous. Maybe a human being would drink from this water. Fine. New Mishnah, says the Mishnah. Yes, the Tosis talks about that. Tosis has Nakasha. Look at Dung Tafel. Kof Chav Ches on the bottom. Tema, Yudushari Baser Tafel. From the fact that he permits meat. Alma Kerb Shimonasi. And came Dung Tafel Nami Lishri. Kamo Baser Tafel. Yishlomai, the Dung Tafel Eno Roy Leklov. So his first answer is that no, Basar Tafel is apparently Roy Leklovin, but Dung Tafel is not. Inami Kerb Yehuda Asya, the Dung Tafel Afbish Roy Leklovin, even though it is Roy Leklovin, is Aslatav the Chomidi the Chazi Leinish Loy Maktsa Leklovin. Something that's the Basar Tafel Mutta Latat Lehuda Pneshu Macha Lechayim. The Tosa says that it may depend on something that's fit for a human being. You're not going to give it to your dog. But something that's not fit for human consumption, so then that only then you'd be willing to give it to the dog. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the dung tafel is asur, but that the basar tafel is asur. But Rabbi Shimon holds basar tafel is mutter. But in the case of the dung tafel, even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that basar tafel is okay because you could give it to the dog, but dung tafel is not right for dogs. So that's why the dung tafel is no good. Thanks for that. All right. Says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Kofin es hasal lefnei ha'efrochim kedei she'yalo b'yerk. We had this like 3 months ago. You're allowed to turn over a basket to make it easier for the chicks, the baby chickens, to jump on them and then jump into their chicken coop. The issue here that's going to be discussed is bitul kli meichan. Tarnagolas shabarcha, if a chicken runs away from the house, dochanosa achadikan. So you're allowed to push it back into the house. You're going to lose it. Madadin agol nusayachim. When it comes to calves, Agalim Sayachim, baby calves. So that you're allowed to even do more than push them, you're actually allowed to grab onto them and escort them back into the house. Young donkeys, right? Calves and young donkeys, you're allowed to literally pull them, grab them onto the neck and grab by the side and help them walk into the house. I thought animals are mukta. Animals are mukta. How are you allowed to do that? because of Tzar Baalei Chayim. If they're going to get lost, so Tzar Baalei Chayim is their raisa, so it sounds like. And so this is only to help the animal. If they're going to get lost, they're going to get injured, so you're allowed to help them back into the house. Isha Madada Espino. A woman is allowed to also hold on to her son in Rishis Harabim. We'll have to see what this has to do with Chai Nosei Atzmo. He can hold her son up to help him walk. And Rabbi Yehuda Masai, Bisman Shum Notel, Achas Mene Achas, only if he can walk on his own. Avlam Hayagor, if your mom was dragging the kid, so Asim, because she's carrying him Rishis Harabim. We'll see how that has to do with Chai Nosei Atzmo. I'm going to read the Marav, Behem Bishnaf Lamas Hamayim. If an animal falls into like a river on Shabbos, maybe carve a kesses menich tachteh, so you could bring some things to help the animal float so it shouldn't drown. We have also, if the animal goes up onto the pillows, also, there's no, also, there's no issur. We're going to see that maybe that's a problem of making these pillows mukta. We'll see. No, you feed it where it is. You're not allowed to give it pillows and have it sit on the pillows. Parnasa in karma kestos low. You're not allowed to do the pillows because you're going to make the pillows into a basis ladavar asar, and you're going to make them not usable on Shabbos. That's the problem. It says in my lokasha, ha dafshim be parnasa. One case of where you could feed it. Ha deefshim be parnasa. Can't feed Efshim Parnasa in. Ve'ilo, if you can't feed it, maybe Karma Kazim Nech Tachta. Ask the Marva, Kamavato, Klime, Chano. But by putting the pillows into the water, you are either ruining the pillows, that's one opinion, or you're going to cause the animal to sit on the pillow, and therefore you're going to make it into a Basis Ladavra Asr, and you are going to cause it to not be able to be used. What I thought we learned before that a bus is for part of Shabbos. It's not a problem. Not sure about that. This is bitul kli meichanu. It's like you're destroying the kli because you can't take it from there. Maybe it's not because it's a buses, but anyway, the mukta is going to be on it, you're not going to be able to use it. I'm not sure about the buses, the chatzi Shabbos. I don't know, maybe it's the beginning of Shabbos. I don't know. Ask the Marva Kabbalat, you're destroying the Kli. It's like Shvi, it's like Steer of the Caleb. Says the Gemara, Sabra Mavat Kli Mechano, Durabana. It's only Nisa Durabana. Tzabai Lechaim, Dariraisa. But the pain of an animal is derisive, because the Torah says azov to azov imo. When you see an animal buckling from the heavyweight, you got to help it. Asi derisa v'dachi derabanan. The derisa of tzav al chayim pushes away the iser derabanan of bitul kli meichana. Says the Gemara Tanagol shebarcha. Says the Gemara dochen in. You could push it back to the house, but madadin lo. But you're not allowed to grab it. Tanin lo hag thunder rabanan madadin behem chayim v'of v'chatzar v'lo as the Tanagol. Tanagol is my time alone. Why can't you grab onto the chicken? Rabbi Mishum de Mekafya Nafsha. No, because when you grab a chicken, it jumps off the ground, so you can end up carrying it totally. That's a problem. For other animals, you're allowed to grab it by the wing. Tani Chadam and Dadam Behem Chayvo Pachatzav Alo Bishu Sarab. You're allowed to grab it and help it in a Chatzav and Nanish Sarab. Ve'isha Ma'adada Espinab Bishu Sarab. But a woman can carry her son in Rosh Hashanah. No, you're not allowed to carry them in a chatzah because it's mukta. And even in a chatzah, you can't move them out. Well, dochen, but you can push them. Sheikhan says, "Hagu fakashi." This price itself contradicts itself. Amrus ain okrin. I will diduim adinon. It says you can't carry them, but you are allowed to grab onto the wing. But Hadra Amrus, after it says Dochen in Madadin Lo, you can push it, but not carry it. Not grab onto the wing. Amr Rabbi, Seifa Asam Tarnagolas. The end is talking about a chicken. We said before, a chicken, you're not allowed to grab onto it because it's going to jump up. You're going to be carrying the whole thing. Amar Rabbi Haiman, the Shachetan Agolis, Lich Bishinu, Ukari Ba'arif. You're shechting a chicken, make sure the feet are dug into the ground. Inami Nedul Hu Nedul. Or keep it totally off the ground. Dil Manachmu Tufri Ba'arif, because if you just let the chicken stand on the ground, he's going to push off when he sees the knife, and he's going to ruin the shechita. He's going to get so scared, he's going to push off. He's going to make it treif. Right? The halacha is by a chicken, even shechting one simen, the chatchila is even shechting one simen is okay. So we're afraid that maybe you're going to uproot the siman. Then behem and achaya, you have to shecht two siman. By a bird, it's enough to shecht rove of one siman. Halachal Moshe Misinai, if one of the simanim was nekar, even though you only really need one siman, still the shechit is no good. Even a bird. Shechita doesn't work by the second siman. Passing like that in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, from here to the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to be discussing the dinim of a Yoledes in Shabbos, which goes into the 19th parak of Bris Mila. So, there's three time periods. There's before the birth, there's during the birth, and there's 7 days after the birth. It says the Mishnah, Ein miyalden es habehema b'yom tov abo misada. So, you can't take... You're not allowed to take the baby out of the mother animal on Yontif, but you can help it during the time of the birth. When miyaldin is aisha b'shabbos, you are allowed to chayt v'korin la chachama imakom l'makom. So the midwife is even allowed to violate tchum shabbos v'mchalin is a shabbos. For yoledes, you are allowed to v'mchal shabbos. V'koshin is a tibur, you're allowed to tie up the baby's and the umbilical cord. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afchotchen, even allowed to cut it. Chotzar Chemilos and Mishabes. And you're allowed to do anything for Bismu Mishabes. Kate said, Misadin, what are you allowed to do for your Yoledas? Avidam Ochez as Avlad, Shalayipo La'aretz. You're allowed to catch the baby so that it doesn't fall to the ground. Nachon Omer, Dochek Babasar, Neshiyetze Havlad. This is what you're allowed to do for an animal. You're allowed to push on the animal's rechem so that it should come out. Tanaka was there. Yehuda, Kate said, Misadin, how do you help an animal give birth? Oksan Savlad, Shalipo, Lars, a lot of catch it. Vinofech, Lob, Chotmo, breathe into its nose. Vinosin, Lob, Dadis, O Piv, Kadeshinik, and help it nurse from its mommy. Amr Bishim Gamliel, Barachim, Haido, Albehema, Tahora, the Yomtu. We would try to bring the baby close to the mommy. Echi, Abed, Abai, Navy, Bull, Shalmelach, Mnech, Lob, Socharecha, Kadei, Shetiskar, Tzara, somehow with salt that would cause the mother to not reject the baby. The mezalfin may shilya agave vlad kiddush tarech recho utarachim olam. Like these mothers, they would hate the babies, so they would bring some of the placenta and put it on the baby so the mom should care about the baby. Dafka tahora, only by a kosher animal you can do this. Tamei alom my taima tamei alom marachka vlada. By a non kosher animal, the mommy is not going to reject the baby. And if it does reject the baby, it ain't going to ever get back together. The Albin Seisha, you're allowed to help a woman give birth. Michti, Tanalei, the Albin Seisha, for Karma Chamakum Lamako, the Machal and Les, Hashabbos, Lasuyamai. What is it? And it said you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos. Then it says, and you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos. What's that coming to include? Lasuya Tanar Rabbanan, Im Haisab Sricha Lener. If the Yoledes needs a light to help her give birth, so you're allowed to have somebody else light the candle. The yad, her friend should bring her oil with the hands. If there's not enough oil with the hand, she could bring it with her hair. Then she could bring it in with a kli, which is mamish and isser do rice. So that's the chiddush. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Im Hois Tzrichel Aner, Chavros Amir Gazlos Aner, Pshita. Obviously, it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Doche Shabbos. Lo Tzrichel, Besuma. She's blind. Now the same Kim Dul Chazia, Asur, since she can't see anyway, it's Asur, Adikam Ashlan, Yisuvi Miyas Vidaita. Lighting a candle, even for a blind woman, will help her out. It'll calm her down. If I need something, my friend will be able to see it and do it for me. Typically, forget about hotza. Isn't there a problem of squeezing the oil out of the hair? The oil doesn't really get inside the hair, so there's no problem of dush. There's no problem with dush of squeezing out the hair for the oil. It's better to wrap the clean hair, the kamadevshalishanina, because as much as you could avoid iser doraisas and do it with a shinui, so we do it that way. Okay. Gentlemen, we are going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Daf Yomi tomorrow morning. I don't yet know the time. I will try to let you know later. Have a wonderful day. You're very welcome. Have a great day. You're very welcome.